China offers sour grapes on Gaza ceasefire deal. By John Hayward on October 10, 2025. The Chinese Foreign Ministry's response to the Gaza ceasefire deal on Thursday was tepid and sour, expressing doubt that anything less than the creation of a Palestinian state would bring peace. China hopes that a full and permanent ceasefire in Gaza will be realized as early as possible, the humanitarian crisis will be effectively eased, and tensions in the region will be diffused, said Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Guo Jiakun on Thursday. China upholds the principle of the Palestinians governing Palestine and promotes the implementation of the two-state solution, he said. We stand ready to work with the international community to make unremitting efforts towards an early, full, just and lasting solution to the Palestinian question in a peaceful and stable Middle East. Guo concluded, offering no further comment or praise for the landmark peace deal that went into effect on Friday. Guo robotically repeated the same comment, almost word for word, when reporters asked him on Friday about Israel withdrawing its forces from Gaza and exchanging prisoners with the Palestinians, as stipulated by President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan. Guo added a bit of chastisement for the Israelis, telling them to stop any action that fuels tensions or escalates the situation when asked about Israel establishing settlements on land claimed by the Palestinians. China made a very big deal about brokering a rapprochement between Saudi Arabia and Iran in March 2023, presenting it as China's debut as a diplomatic superpower in the Middle East. But Beijing has been useless on Middle Eastern issues since then. Guo's program comment encapsulates almost the entirety of Chinese foreign policy in the Middle East since Hamas launched the Gaza war on October 7, 2023. Watch, Trump cuts off Xi. Other Asian nations praised the ceasefire plan and applauded President Trump for brokering the deal. I wholeheartedly welcome the agreement reached under President Trump's strong leadership to secure the release of all hostages and achieve a ceasefire in Gaza, said Japanese Prime Minister Ishibe Shigeru on Thursday. We must seize this opportunity to realize a swift improvement of the humanitarian situation, lasting peace, and a two-state solution. Japan will continue to play a proactive role, he said. We highly appreciate U.S. President Donald Trump's initiative for this agreement, as well as efforts of neighboring countries such as Qatar, Egypt and Turkey to mediate, said the South Korean Foreign Ministry. South Korea said it hoped the latest agreement will become a critical turning point for the restoration of peace and stability in the Middle East. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Thursday he spoke to his friend President Trump and congratulated him on the success of the historic Gaza peace plan.